The Health Research Board says more people than ever are in treatment to help them tackle alcohol and drug abuse. Alcohol remains the drug that most need help with, but cocaine use alongside drink is also rising significantly. And Dr. Susie Lyons, a senior researcher with the Health Research Board, thank you for coming in to us. How many people and what years are covered by this data you've been looking at?
Sorry, thank you. So today we've published, the Health Research Board has published our annual report on treated problem drug use, alcohol use for the years 2017 to 2024, and that covers 8-year period. And we see that there was over 8,500 cases treated for problem alcohol use in 2024, which is the highest number in a decade, and also a 7% increase between 2023 and 2024. Now, when we look at the figures, while we see there's been an increase in the number of cases over the period, what we are seeing that within the data is seeing a positive trend, and that is the number of cases who are alcohol dependent has decreased. And this is indicating that cases are presenting for treatment earlier, before they become alcohol dependent, and before they experience the worst harms of problem alcohol use.
Just for clarity, so as people know what we're talking about, what's the difference between alcohol dependent and an alcoholic?
So alcohol dependent means that you, if you stop drinking, you will start experiencing withdrawal symptoms, that you probably already have the most significant harms, health harms. You probably already have damage to your liver and to your stomach. And also significantly, you're probably experiencing the social harms, financial harms, breakup of relationships, and really, then you all need significant investment in treatment.
And the increase of the number of people in treatment, you say it's the highest in 10 years. Does that mean it was higher before? And is this an increase that's in line with the growth in the population, which has grown substantially, hasn't it, in the last decade?
So the treatment figures reflect the entries to treatment in a calendar year, and they can be influenced, for example, by availability of places, influenced by our participation in our system, but that it has been very good over the last number of years. And yes, it does reflect the population, but really what is important to know about the results for 2024 mm-hmm. is this is actually reflecting the consequences of problematic alcohol use that started maybe 10 or 20 years ago. So if you look at the figures, you see that cases in treatment, the majority started drinking in their early teens, around 16. Mm-hmm. But their age that they're seeking treatment is in their early 40s. So this means people have been drinking for quite a long time and right. probably quite harmfully before they seek treatment.
And talk to me about the generational differences and the gender differences you can, that picture you can get from this data.
So as it's a typical profile is a male in their mid to early 40s. We see that over the years that the age has remained relatively constant. We see very few young people, which is good.
Because you hear a lot that young people aren't drinking as much, although maybe drug consumption has gone up with that generation.
So as I said, what this data is reflecting, the treatment data is reflecting, is the consequences of harmful use that probably started several years ago. We also, as is speaking about gender differences, 4 in 10 of cases treated are women. And we do see some differences. They tend to be slightly older. They actually tend to be slightly better educated. Less women are homeless. They're less likely to have what we call polydrug use, but they still 1 in 4 cases, female cases, do have polydrug use. And they also, the main problem among women is also cocaine. And as you said, the report does show is that overall, 1 in 3 cases report problem use of other drugs along with alcohol, and the vast majority is unfortunately cocaine. And if you look back to...
So this would reflect, would it, kind of changing patterns in drug abuse and addiction in the country?
Yes. So what we're seeing is in the report is that more cases are treated for alcohol, but also more cases who have problems with alcohol also have problems with cocaine. And you can see that.
And the younger profile, would that be more inclined to be the polydrug use, alcohol and drugs, as opposed to older tending more alcohol dependency alone?
Yeah, when you look at, for those people who have polysubstance problems, when you look at the age profile, 19 and under, it's alcohol and cannabis. But for those aged 20 to 49, it's alcohol and cocaine. And this very much does reflect the prevalence of cocaine use in the general population. But what it is really important to say, in particular for using alcohol and cocaine together, is that it absolutely increases a person's significant risk of harm. Using alcohol and cocaine together increases a person's risk of heart damage, for example, but also of significant psychiatric symptoms such as suicidal thoughts. So using multiple drugs is always difficult, and the use of alcohol and cocaine together is particularly of concern.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Thank you for talking to us about it. That's Dr. Susie Lyons, Senior Researcher with the Health Research Board. It's 26 minutes past 7.